Hello, I'm Ollie, and today I am with band Light the Night. Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Jordan. I'm the vocalist and a pianist, bassist, and synth writer for the band.
I'm Justin. I am the drummer.
Awesome. So when did Light the Night begin?
Light the Night originally began in 2023, but due to our circumstances at that time, we split up. But we got back together earlier this year to restart Light the Night, and it felt like, you know, like we were just connected.
What messages do you want to send with your music?
We want to let everybody know that whatever battles you're going through, you're not alone. We all have our own demons. We all are fighting our own fears, and that it's okay to feel sad sometimes. And we want our music to be the light within your life.
That's awesome. Who are your influences?
My influences are The Gorillaz, 21 Pilots, and Linkin Park.
My influence is Sleep Token, 21 Pilots. That's it.
Great musicians. How do you think WFHB's youth radio helps teens?
Oh, they give everybody a platform. They let everyone, you know, learn how to, you know, how to DJ. They give everybody a chance to get their music heard.
And yeah. Like to push like young artists, let them follow their dreams, all that stuff.
Yeah, definitely. When is your upcoming album being released?
Our upcoming album, Winter, releases on May 2nd. Be there for that. We'll be playing a show.
Of course.
May 4th at Roses.
Awesome. Have you guys been preparing?
Yes, a lot.
A lot. A lot of hours have been put into this.
Annoying the family.
Annoying my family a lot with it, but they're fully supportive of it. And I appreciate them for that.
That's great. How have you guys been preparing?
We've been going through songs just repetitively, fixing any errors. And we're going to keep it a surprise, but there is a storyline that will be running through our set that we're excited to show.
Probably going to try to keep that storyline even like going into our second album coming out, like probably in a few years or like next year.
Yeah. That's awesome. Storyline. Did you guys come up with that?
Yeah. We're currently writing it right now. There's a lot of concepts in the works. We're pretty excited about it.
But it's secret.
Oh, yeah. It's secret. A great idea.
Secret.
So where can listeners find more information?
Follow us on our Instagram, Light the Night Band.
And we have TikTok, the same thing, Light the Night Band.
Yeah, there's an underscore between night and band.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break and hear some of your music. I got the CDs that you're burning here at the station from last week. What track number should we play?
Track number 3, All Don't right. Save Me.
All right. You want to tell listeners a little bit about this song?
Yes. This song is about a party I went to a few months back, and I wasn't in the right mind. And my friends noticed that, so they didn't allow me to walk home, and they actually saved my life that night. So I wrote that track based off that event.
All right, cool. We're gonna play it now, but just a quick reminder, trying to raise money for the station, give us a call, 812-323-1200, or go online, wfhb.org. All right, we'll be back with Light the Night after this song, Don't Save Me.
You're listening to Youth Radio, and I'm Ollie, here with Light the Night.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, so how did you guys reconnect?
We reconnected through social media. We were, you know, kind of seeing each other a lot on social media, and it kind of got to the point where we felt like, you know, it was just best. It was best for us to get back together.
Like a connection between us.
Yeah, just we cannot be torn apart.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And when writing your lyrics, what's the process?
What I usually do is I'll sit down. I have this notebook at home that I write in. I write a lot of poetry. And I take that poetry and I turn those lyrics, you know, into an actual song format.
Awesome. How did you come up with the storyline or the idea for it?
Oh, funny enough, it actually started off with, you know, a talk that we had with Jessie. We were talking about the alien logo. We gave it a name and everything. And a lot of ideas just kind of like started brewing in our mind. And, you know, we wanted to like make this a character. Mm-hmm. But you guys will find out more about that later on.
Another secret.
Another secret.
Oh, yeah.
A secret that we're excited to expose.
Ooh. So what does the future hold for Light the Night?
Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, a lot holds for us. There's going to be a lot of music, of course, a lot of touring. We're going to be playing a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. That's our main goal. We love our live shows. It's our main focus.
Thank you.
Justin, a mic a little bit.
Make sure I hold it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask if this is your first show that you're doing on the 9th or you've done more?
Our first ever show. Okay. We have a lot of performances. I performed a lot in church. I did a lot of singing in churches. I did a lot of choirs.
Yeah, I've done like a few performances, like at Camp Soul, school performances, like North Stock at my school North, and all of that stuff. But I feel like this show would be more of like a real show to me because of like the hype and like that we're actually playing like our music. So I feel like it'll be a different experience.
Yeah. That sounds awesome. So do you have any advice for people around our age wanting to start a band?
Just do it. If you feel like you're not good enough, I want to let you know you are good enough. It doesn't have to be great. It doesn't have to be like this impressive thing. It just, you know, has to touch you. It has to touch your soul. As long as it's touching your soul, it means something.
Just keep moving forward.
Keep on moving forward.
If you feel like you're doubting yourself or you're not good enough, that's just imposter syndrome. It's a liar. You just got to keep pushing.
Can't trust them.
Yeah, definitely. And what's your favorite song you've written?
Oh, dang. It's like choosing a favorite child.
Yeah.
I would have to say I'll say my answer and you say your answer. I think for me, my favorite song that we've written to toss up between Don't Save Me and a song that's on the record that we are excited to show.
It's a secret.
Wait on that one. It's called Childhood, which actually features, I want to shout him out real quick, Aiden. Goes by MC Bands.
I also want to shout out Ark and Tiny the Giant and Final Girl for doing this. We really appreciate it. We wouldn't be able to do this without them. So I want to thank them.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely go check out the show May 9th.
It's May 4th, Sunday, May 4th. It's next weekend, and it's the cherry on top of the WFHB fund drive. That's the last
day. Make sure you donate.
Donate.
Donate. And how can they do that? They can
call
or go.
Come to the show. $10 donation. Yeah, suggested.
Right. But they can call or go online now. Doing it soon is great. It helps the station. It helps Youth Radio reach our goal for tonight. And you can also check out the merch on the website. Mm-hmm. So you can call 812-323-1200 and Nate will take your pledge, talk you through what merch there is to choose from. Or by going online, you can see all the pictures and stuff for yourself. So our website is wfhb.org.
And I'll let you guys know, the merch looks great. Check it out.
I need to get me some.
I'm going to get me some too.
Yeah, there's enough to go around. There's a new hoodie, which has the vintage logo. There's some t-shirts. All of the hats are gone already. So that's what I'm talking about. It's limited.
Get it now.
And there is a new, brand new tote bag too, which is sick. You can carry around your records.
I'm going to have to pick up the tote bag.
Yeah.
All music lovers will need that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Light the Night, for coming in.
Thank you.
Of course.
Let's play another song.
This next song is called... Ooh. You know what? It's going to be a surprise.
Okay, should we play track 4?
Let's play track 4.
Let's play track 4.
Okay, let's see what it is. This is track 4 off of Light the Night's new album coming out May 2nd, and they'll be performing on Sunday, May 4th at Roses Midwest. Show starts at 7. All right.